And Mabel Louise is with us in the studio, and good morning.
Good morning to all of you, to Pat and to everybody. It's a beautiful fall day. Have you been outside? Oh my goodness, it's so nice. Not much fall color in Chippewa Valley, but get those cameras out and get them ready, because it's coming. I just love the four seasons, do you? And thank you now for being with me, and let me go right to my verse of the day. I hope it impacts your life as it does mine in trying to find one that fits my own heart and hopefully fits yours. It has to do with children, because that's the subject of my broadcast in the last few broadcasts and coming up. And so here it is. It's from the book of Proverbs. Oh my goodness, what a wonderful book of instructions. If you want to get wisdom, just go to the book of Proverbs. Here's what I was wanting to present to you today. It's found in the 17th chapter, verse 6. Now I'm going to read to you out of the King James and also out of the New International Version of the Bible. Here's the King James. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excuse me. Now, here's the New International. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Both good and good to think about. I think about how precious grandchildren are to grandparents, how we love them and watch them grow and try to add a little bit of strength to the children to encourage them. And actually, that's what my series has been on, encouraging parents to teach God's word, not just to have them go to school and learn the reading, writing, arithmetic, but in the home situation, teaching God's word. And you know, it only takes 15 to 20 minutes to get out the Bible, call the children at a certain time in the evening, and read this portion of scripture and have prayer with them. It's amazing how important that is and how it sets their thinking along the lines of what Jesus would have them to think, and actually on how to live. And I've been on this series now, trying to teach, to encourage parents to teach God's word right in the home. Excuse me. Preparing the children to live for the Lord as adults. You don't teach them when they're young, they grow up without it, and it just cheats them out of knowing how to live for God. So my focal point right now is on the character of Daniel, who, by the way, was a young teenager, and he dared to live for God in spite of dire circumstances. Daniel was a Jewish captive in Babylon. He was of royal and priestly descent. He was trained for palace service. The commentary stated that in the polluted atmosphere of an Oriental court, he lived a life of singular piety and usefulness. You see, Daniel had a purpose, and that purpose was to live for God. And if you don't teach that in the home, they have no reason to do so. So that's how urgent it is. And with all that's going on in our world today, and the lack of teaching of the scriptures, it's no wonder that teenagers get in trouble with alcohol and drugs and you name it. And so I just beg you as parents to stop and think and take inventory of your schedules to try to teach your children God's word and encourage them to live for the Lord. That's what happened in Daniel's life. And it's no wonder or surprise that when he was faced with these dire circumstances, that he was able to take a stand. And I thought about this as I was preparing my message, that each one of us as an individual were created for a purpose. Maybe this would be a time when each one of us would ask ourselves, and that's including the speaker, what is my purpose in life? And I guess if you would ask me that question, I'd say to share Jesus with as many as I can, because that's the most important message of the hour. So am I just living to work? Go to work in the morning each day, come home, eat dinner, watch TV, brush my teeth, go to bed, get up the next morning, going through that same routine every day. What a boring and dull life. Yes, God does have a definite plan for each one of us. And that first plan is to accept the Lord as your own personal Lord and Savior. And then secondly, to allow the Lord to direct lives in whatever plan he has for each of us. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of my faithful verses, says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." So if you want direction, just turn it over to the Lord. And if we, like Daniel, want to live for the Lord and have a purpose, then the Lord has something exciting for us every single day. The scriptures call that having an abundant life. And so I figured Daniel was such a wonderful example, because when he was captured, he was only a teenager. And he was hauled away from his past life in his own people, but he doesn't show us any discouragement. But he shows us a determination to follow the Lord right where he was at all times. So let's look at a little bit of history, okay? The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, hated the names of the four teenagers. And this is why every Jewish boy from a godly family had a name that represented a character of God. And this was something that each child was supposed to live up to and to be challenged. So let me give you the names and what they meant from the parents. The word Daniel meant judgment of God. Hananiah's name meant gift of God. Mishael's name meant who is what God is. Azariah's name meant whom the Lord helps. According to one Bible scholar, the new names of Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were names of various idols or gods. You see, the Babylonians worshipped all kinds of gods. It reminds me of the Greeks who went so far as to worship an unknown god. They were so afraid they might leave one out. How sad. And of course, the Jewish teenagers were well aware of the fact that the Babylonians did not want anything to do with the one true God. They had taken the things from the altar in the temple and were even using them in their places of worship for the idols. But in spite of all that had happened and of this terrible circumstances with a heathen king, Daniel held on to his purpose for his God, and nothing was going to shake him. I guess that's where the title came from, that little song, Dare to Be a Daniel. And instead of complaining, Daniel sought wisdom from the Lord as to how he could fit into the situation. Wouldn't you like to know the first thing that happened is they came at mealtime with meat and wine, meat that had been sacrificed to the gods, and wine which was already forbidden to the men who loved and called to the purpose of God. But Daniel, in his sweet and uncomplaining manner, offered a suggestion and a way to prove it. He explained in a kind way that, partaking of these two things, he would defile himself. He could have said, "No, thanks. I don't drink." Of course, that would have turned off the prince of the eunuchs, and Daniel probably would have been put out of the palace and even killed. He was so wise, and he suggested that they try his usual diet of pulse and water. You probably wonder, what's pulse? Well, pulse was peas, beans, seeds that grow in pods. Probably the term means uncooked grains of any kind, such as barley, wheat, millet, and so forth. This reminds me of my counseling years ago with teenagers. I always told them when they were offered a drink of alcohol, just to say politely, "No, thank you, but I really would enjoy a Coke or a Pepsi if you have one around." To say, "No, I don't want to drink because I don't drink," condemns them before you have a chance to tell them why. And after all, they usually will ask you why eventually. Someone said to my husband a long time ago when we first started the station, he said, "Warren, why don't you put up a great big sign outside your building that says, Jesus saves." And my husband answered, "I don't want to turn them off before they turn us on," meaning the unsaved don't want to read or see Jesus saves. The rest of the story is that at the end of the 10-day trial, the boys appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all of the children which ate the portions of the king's meat. Verse 17 of the first chapter of Daniel says, "God gave them knowledge and skill of all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." Yes, Daniel the teenager had a special purpose. Let me state here that education without the Lord is like the sun without the solar system. The wisdom of this world is wealth. Get to the top position as fast as you can, no matter what. And it would have been easy for Daniel to give in and just take on the ways of the world. But guess what? He purposed for God. Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." So it all boils down to when we obey the Lord, he is willing to give us special wisdom. You see, God wants what is best for you and for me. And when we surrender our lives to him, then he directs us down his path with his plan and with his purpose. And who would ever want anything better? Well, it's been so good to be with you. God bless you and goodbye.